Brothers and sisters, why are there conflicts and wars? The fourth chapter of James's epistle addresses this question. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Brothers and sisters, quarrels and fights do regularly occur between individuals, groups, and communities. Sometimes this involves serious violence. Sadly, often conflicts between nations lead to devastating wars. The Bible passage begins with this question: what causes quarrels? What causes fights among you? It's obviously addressed to people experiencing conflicts among themselves or with others, as most people do. Although not referring to armies, it applies to the very nature of all human conflicts, including wars between nations. The follow-up question points to internal personal wishes or desires. James calls them warring passions. He asks, is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? He goes on to describe them as murderous, saying, you desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. This is about passionately desiring, wanting, or coveting things that are out of our reach. Human greed and selfishness can generate violence. Thieves are so determined to obtain valuables belonging to others that they frequently use force to get them. Still, this goes beyond robberies. People can strongly differ over ideological views or political affiliations. Even supporters of rival sports teams can clash violently. Ethnic, racial, and social class differences also play a role in violence between people. Religious fanaticism has caused a great deal of tension and led to wars. Brothers and sisters, even in our day, some stubbornly seek to impose their convictions on others. In his epistle, James addresses deeply rooted feelings expressed in actions violating others' legitimate rights and freedoms. This happens when members of the same family disagree on inheritance, or when neighbors disagree on property boundaries, or employers and employees conflict over wages or work conditions. It even happens between husband and wife when they fail to account for each other's needs and feelings. Each insists on getting their own way, even at great cost to all. Sadly, this leads to the breakdown of families and community, often resulting in a great deal of suffering for children. It creates painful estrangements between those who were friends and neighbors. When violent conflicts take place among larger groups, the losses are immensely greater. again and again, communities, villages, towns, and even countries are devastated by social unrest, political uprising, and religious conflicts. Often, the persecutors themselves are misguided victims of deceitful manipulation by false promises. It is all about wanting that which belongs to others, their resources, and their freedoms. Brothers and sisters, James' epistle points to the root of all these human problems and catastrophes: unbridled human selfishness and greed. It's all about self-centeredness, worship of self. Idolatry in its worst form is the cause. James' epistle points to the irrational nature of it all. No lasting gains are achieved. Inflicting injustice on the weak has never bettered the lives of the victors, because they still war within themselves. There always remains a lack of inner fulfillment. The selfish spirit focuses on promoting self at the expense of others, without empathy or kindness. Love of the world is giving in to corruptness of the mind and passions. Friendship with the world is blindness to the truth. James calls it enmity to God. His epistle continues, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." Brothers and sisters, Christ, as the new Adam, lived a pure, humble, self-giving life. When asked if he was the king of the Jews, he answered, "My kingdom is not of this world." Earlier, he said that he did not come to be served, but to serve and lay down his life as a ransom for many. Yes, he paid the price for our deliverance from the dark and deadening spirit of the world. Christ's true followers do not follow a human religion, neither a corruptible, self-asserting, and self-seeking friendship of the world. Rather, they are renewed and transformed after his image. They became a new humanity, shaped after his self-giving love, even to undeserving and hateful enemies. Hallelujah.